So when Asar Batavis falls out on Friday, we have to ask the question of until when one is obligated to fast. The Gemara in Iruvin, Daf Mem Amid Beis, quotes Rav Huna, who asks whether one needs to complete the fast of Tisha B'Av when it falls out on Friday. And the Gemara over there cites a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva on the one hand and Rabbi Yossi on the other. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva say, Rabbi Yehuda quotes a maisa from Rabbi Akiva, that one should eat before Shabbos begins so that he doesn't enter Shabbos in a state of hunger. And then he cites another opinion, which is Rabbi Yossi, that one should complete the fast. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? The Gemara Eirvin Mem Aleph Amid Beis concludes halacha mis'anin u'mashlimin. The halacha is that one fasts and completes his fast. The question is, what exactly is the meaning of halacha mis'anin u'mashlimin? So the Rav Yah in Simin Taftaf Nunches, this is quoted in Beis Yosef, Simin Reish Mem Tesan Arachayim, the Rav Yah says halacha mis'anin u'mashlimin means that there's an obligation to complete the fast. You have to complete the fast. However, many other Rishonim, including Tosos and the Daf over there in Eruvin and the Rosh and Tanis, Perek Beis Halacha Chafei, they say that what Halacha Mis'anin U'Mashlimin really means is you can complete the fast if you choose to do so. If you want to complete the fast, you can. There's no Isur to go into Shabbos in a state of hunger since you were fasting beforehand. And the Rosh adds that since you can complete the fast if you choose to, if you don't specify otherwise, then we assume that you must then we assume that you opted to complete the fast, and if that's the case, then that's what you have to do. Now, the question then becomes, what is considered a complete fast? What does it mean to complete the fast, to do a whole day? So the Rosh over there in Tanis, as well as the Shulchan Aruch, say that complete fast means the whole day, fasting until Tzeis HaKochavim, you fast until nightfall. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai in Erevin Simen Tav Tzadi Dalid, who cites the Maharam in Rutenberg, as saying that a complete fast actually doesn't require you to go until Tzeis HaKochavim when you're fasting on Friday. Rather, all that it requires you to do is to wait until after you daven Maariv and are Mekabel Shabbos. Even if you daven Maariv after Plag, and you're there by Mekabel Shabbos, you can still break your fast once you have davened Maariv. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rosh and the Maharam, as cited in the Mordechai? So you could take one of two avenues to explain this Machlokas. After all, there's an intersection here between two categories of halacha. On the one hand, there's the halacha of Tainis, and on the other hand, there's the halacha of Tosefa Shabbos. So the machlokas may be a machlokas in hashlamas tainis. What does it mean? From the perspective of a fast, what is considered a complete fast? Maybe the Rosh follows hours. Says you have to go from the morning all the way until nightfall. It's not about days. It's just that you have to. It's in terms of hours. It's in terms of the time of day. However, the Mordechai may paskin that no. Maybe once Shabbos arrives, and that's a new day, even though it's not nightfall, we don't go by the hours, we go almost by the sanctity of the day, so to speak. So once Shabbos arrives, via your Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, so now your fast has come to an end. The other way of looking at the Machlokas might be to analyze it from a perspective of Tosefa Shabbos. Perhaps one opinion could hold that Tosefa Shabbos is just really the abstention from Malacha. And if it's just the abstention from Malacha and doesn't actually inaugurate the sanctity of Shabbos, then there would be no problem with continuing the fast even into Tosefa Shabbos. However, as the Ravid, quoted in the Magen Mishnah, Hilchos Tanios, Perakei Alacha He, says, once Tosefa Shabbos is initiated, one has entered the Tchum Shabbos. You've come into the area of Shabbos. And therefore, you're prohibited from fasting during Tosefa Shabbos. So says the Ravid. So it could be that if Tosefa Shabbos really has all of the dinim of Shabbos, then just like you can't fast on a regular during Shabbos itself, you can't fast during Tosefa Shabbos either. And that could explain the machlokas between the Rosh and the Maharam. So again, the Rosh holds that you fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. The Maharam says until you daven Maariv, even if you daven Maariv after Plag and you make early Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, what do we do? This is very pertinent for today when Asar B'Tevis falls on Shabbos. So the Ramah, based on the Maharil, he paskins in Simin Reish Mem Tes Siv Dalet that we make a distinction between a Tainus Yochid and a Tainus Tzibur. If one accepts upon himself a Tainus Yochid, a private fast, then he may be lenient and follow the opinion of the Maharam. However, for a public fast, such as such as Asar Bateves. We follow the stringent opinion of the Rush. And this is presumably because the status of a Tainus Tzibur has an upgraded status because it's Midivrei Kabbalah, the Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Ches. Pasuk Yud Tes says very famously, Kwamar Hashem Tzavakos, Tzoma Reviv, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Asiri, Yad Beis Yehuda, L'Sasam L'Simcha. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud Beis, explains that that's where we derive the four fast days. That's from where we derive those days. So since the fast, the Tainus Tzibur, has the status of Divrei Kabbalah, so we're going to be more stringent about it, and therefore we follow the stringent opinion of the Rosh, that one must wait until Tzeis HaKochavim in order to break his fast, even if he davens Ma'ariv prior to Tzeis HaKochavim. So that's why, as you'll see in Shul tonight, I'm sure they'll announce that even if they daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis, don't say Kiddush until Tzeis HaKochav. So we saw earlier that the debate about until what is considered a complete fast on a Friday, whether it's only fasting until Tzeis HaKochavim like the Rosh and what we're going to do today, or whether you could even break your fast after davening Ma'ariv early like the Maharam, we saw that that might be rooted in a debate about Tosef HaShabbos. So let's discuss the nature of Tosef HaShabbos. Does Tosef HaShabbos have Kedusha Shabbos? Does it have the sanctity of Shabbos? Or is it merely a time period during which one abstains and ceases from doing malacha, but it is not yet infused with the unique quality of Shabbos? So in our shir, we saw in the Gemara Brachos, Tav Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that the Gemara says, Mispalol Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Va'omer Kedusha Lakos. Person can daven Ma'ariv early on Friday, and then he says Kiddush. How could it be that he fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush before nightfall on Shabbos? So there are three main opinions as to how to explain this Gemara. The Gaonim say, actually you can't. The Rashba quotes the Gaonim as saying that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush prior to nightfall, and we have to reinterpret what the Gemara means. Perhaps what the Gemara means is that even though you already davened, still you have to make Kiddush on a cup of wine. But according to the Gaonim, you have to wait until nightfall to say Kiddush, because that is the Oraisa day of Shabbos. The Rambam holds that there's no Tosef as Shabbos, but nonetheless you could say Kiddush before Shabbos, because Kiddush can be said before Shabbos actually arrives, as it is coming. That's the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yod Aleph. And then we saw the position of the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva explain that Tosef HaShabbos has Kedusha Shabbos even on a Torah level. The Torah it legitimizes the Tosef HaShabbos such that it now has the sanctity of Shabbos. Once it has the sanctity of Shabbos, so one can say Kiddush during that time period. Let's now analyze a couple of other practical ramifications in this question. So first of all, can you have your Shabbos, can you fulfill the Shabbos meal during this time? So there's a machlokas and tosos psachim tzadi tesim ebeis between the Rimi Korbil and Rabbi Yehuda about why the Mishnah over there says arvi psachim samach lemincha. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. Why does it say ad shetechshach? So the Rimi Korbil says it says ad shetechshach because it's specifically in the case of Pesach that you have to wait until nighttime to have matzah and maror. But when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, you can have your suda even before nightfall as long as you already davened and were mekabel Yontif. Rabbeinu Yehuda over there has a different explanation of the Mishnah and countenances the possibility that one would not be able to have his suda until nightfall, and that's how they go on in Paskin as well. Seemingly, this machlokes is also related to whether Tosef HaShabbos has the sanctity of Shabbos or not. Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura Paskins, based on the Bach, Reish Tamach Zayin, Sif Hey, that one should try to have, Lachatchila, one should have a kezias of bread after nightfall when he makes early Shabbos. So even if you have most of your suda before nightfall, you should have at least a kezias of bread after nightfall in order to satisfy all opinions. Another issue over here is Tosos and Ksuvis Taf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph and the application of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha to Tosef HaShabbos. So the Gemara over there in Ksuvis Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph speaks about a case where a father may be marrying off his daughter on a Shabbos or Yontif, and Tosus is bothered. I thought you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos or Yontif because the Gemara Moed Katan Dav Ches says that one is not allowed to get married on Yontif or Chol HaMoed because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha V'Samach L'B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishticha. So how could it be that this father is marrying off his daughter on Shabbos? So Tosfos, in their first answer over there, say, you know what? It's actually talking about Tosefa Shabbos. He's marrying her off during Tosefa Shabbos. So apparently, according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif doesn't apply during Tosefa Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to have the Simcha of Nisuin. The Netziv, in his Meshiv Dover, Chedek Beis Simin Ayin Gimel, says that there's a further ramification of this, which is, what happens in the following case? A woman lights candles on Erev Yontif. Okay, she during Tosefas Yontif. Then she finds out, Rachmana Litzlan, she finds out that a relative of hers passed away. And she begins to sit Shiva before Shkia. So it's between Plag and Shkia. She starts to be Noheg Avelus between Plag and Shkia. Would that Avelus count such that she now doesn't need to sit Shiva after Yontif? So the Netziv says that it depends on this question, and the Rav explains in Rishimo Shiurim as well that it depends in this question. What exactly is the case over there? Let me look it up for a second. The Mishav Dover Beis Ein Gimel. So it's a case where, it's not that she then found out that her relative died, but she found out that she has to sit Avelus, meaning she found out that her relative was buried somewhere else. And that's why now she skipped the whole stage of Haninus. Now she goes straight to Avelus. If she sat Avelus during that time between Plag and Shkia, would that count or not? Meaning, is there a chalos, is there an effect of sitting Avelus during in between Plag and Shkia? So the Netziv says, it depends on this question. If you say that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif applies already from the time of Tosefes Yontif, so then no, because you can't have the mitzvah Simchas Yontif together with Avelus. That's a tarta disaster. However, if the mitzvah Simchas Yontif does not apply during Tosefes Yontif, like Tosos and Ksubis Tafim Zayin says, so then actually the Avelus would count, and she wouldn't have to sit Shiva after Yontif. So that's a further ramification from the Netziv. Now, one other nafkamina that I want to discuss is, are women obligated to do Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, says that from the word ha-ezrach, we learn that women are obligated in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Should we translate that to Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif as well? The Ran in Shabbos Yudam and Beis in the Daf Arif says that women are obligated in Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif. However, the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel considers the possibility that women would be exempt from Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, and it's only Tosefes Yom HaKippurim in which they're obligated, since we have an explicit Xeris HaKosuv that says that they would be obligated. What would be the Nekudas HaMachlokas, whether women are obligated or not? Well, if you say that Shabbos, that Tosefes Shabbos has the same status as Kedusha Shabbos, right? So then we could explain that women are obligated in Tosefes Shabbos to cease from Malacha during that time period. If not, then and also in the mitzvah saseh of Tosefes Shabbos, if we consider it really like adding on to Shabbos, then we could say that if it's just the Kabbalah, then perhaps women would not be obligated in that mitzvah. So before ending off today, I want to discuss another practical ramification of Tosefes Shabbos on Asar B'Teves Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, which is when to daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos. When should we daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos in order to allow for Tosefes Shabbos in general? And in specific, we'll see today why we have to have that in mind on Asar B'Teves. So the background to this is a couple of premises that we need to know. First of all, the Mishneh Berurah, Reish Samech Gimel Sif Mem Gimel, says based on the Mordechai, that one must daven Mincha prior to accepting Shabbos. You can't accept Shabbos and then daven Mincha. You have to daven Mincha first, and then you accept Shabbos. The daven Mincha after you accepting Shabbos would be a tarta disaster. So how much time do you have to add in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? So we saw in Tosos Brachos Tav Chav Zayin and Aleph, and this is passed in the Shulchan Aruch Yerusha Mechalef Siv Beis, that a kol shehu would be sufficient. Any time would be enough. However, others disagree. Shita Mekubetzas and Beitza, Laman Aleph quotes in the name of the Ri, that a half hour is required. So, halacha l'maisa, what do we say? Mishneh Berurah, Reish Samech Aleph over there, says that best would be to do 20 minutes. 20 minutes, a couple of minutes before the 18 minutes. The 18 minutes would also be considered the Tosefes Shabbos. However, Rav Moshe Aner HaChaim Chelakav Simen Tzadi Vav says that Me'ikar Hadin, fundamentally, just a few minutes would suffice. 2 minutes would suffice for Tosefes Shabbos. So, point number one is you have to daven Mincha before Tosefes Shabbos. Point number two is that you need at least 2 minutes of Tosefes Shabbos. So if that's the case, then really you should finish davening your private Shmona Esrei at least 2 minutes before Shkia in order to be able to do Tosefes Shabbos. Now, when we say, that, and the reason why that's even more relevant on a day like today is because at Mincha, we're going to lane today. We're going to have Vayichal. So that's why shuls are starting their Mincha Minyanim earlier than they generally do. One, because they need to lane before Shkia. And two, even if they lane before Shkia, you also need to finish Shmona Esrei before Shkia, so that way we can have Tosefes Shabbos. Now, when we say do Tosefes Shabbos, what does that mean? Do you have to have an active acceptance? Do you have to say something in order to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? Or does it take place automatically? So this was actually a machlokas between the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Ritva says that you have to have an active acceptance. Tosos and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesef and Aleph implies that even that it happens automatically. And this is made more explicit in a machlokas between the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos and the Chai Adam. Tosefes Shabbos says you need to do an active acceptance in order to have Tosefes Shabbos. The Chai Adam says that that Tosefes Shabbos happens automatically, even without an active acceptance, at least for those 2 minutes right before Shkia. Halach Lamaisa, we try, ideally, to satisfy all opinions, and thereby we do an active acceptance. In the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Tamach Aleph, Siv Chaf Aleph says, when we do an active acceptance, does that mean you actually have to verbalize it, or does it mean you just have to think it? He says that's going to depend on whether you have to verbalize the acceptance of a tainis, or you could just think about the acceptance of a tainis. The Ramah Shita over there is that you should verbalize it. So in order to, again, satisfy all of the opinions, one should do a verbal acceptance. Hare ani mekabel alatmi, Kedusha Shabbos, a verbal acceptance to be Mekabel Shabbos. So that would mean that we would finish Mincha with at least 2 minutes to go, or you should finish your private Shmona Esrei with at least 2 minutes to go before Shkia, and at that time you would do a verbal acceptance of Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, this whole idea of Tosefes Shabbos, what is the significance of Tosefes Shabbos? In the Zmiros on Shabbos, we praise one who extends the time of Shabbos. Why is that? The Aruch HaChaim HaKadosh in Shmos, in Parshas Kisisa, he explains that the words La'asos es HaShabbos ledorosam, La'asos es HaShabbos, to make Shabbos, to create Shabbos, that refers to the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. La'asos es HaShabbos is Klal Yisrael's opportunity to take Shabbos, which is Kedusha V'Kaima. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it himself. Shabbos exists regardless of whether we do something. However, as the Rav explained many times, whenever there's Kedusha, man needs to step into that Kedusha, needs to do something active in order to accept the Kedusha upon him, in order to say, I'm stepping into a world of Kedusha. That is La'asos es HaShabbos. It's saying we're not just going to let Shabbos come to us, we're going to go out and grab Shabbos. And when that's what we want, that's really, our neshama craves Shabbos, that's what we want. We want to grab Shabbos. When we do Tosefes Shabbos, essentially what we're pronouncing is, we're not just letting Shabbos come to us because it's like a burden that we need to keep, we're going out to take it, because that's what we want. That's what our neshama craves. Ko'ech sof noam Shabbos. That's what we want. So Tosefes Shabbos is the mitzvah that presents, that highlights, that conveys how much the person desperately wants Shabbos in his life. With the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, we should have the zechus of an amazing Shmir Shabbos this week, and of having an aliyah from Shabbos this week and for many, many weeks to come.